So get out today.
Goedenavond, je luistert naar Red Light Jams op 99.4 FM via Salto. Wij zijn er elke woensdag tussen 7 en 8 live vanaf de Zeedijk. En als je het nog niet wist, kun je ons ook volgen op social media of via de app. Net hoorde u Dorantes Gallardo. En hij is een flamenco-pianist die zich veel liet inspireren door jazz. En dit hebben we niet toevallig als intronummer uitgekozen. Want we hebben vandaag een gast, namelijk Agus Fulca. Die ook veel met flamenco-jazz doet. En daar gaat hij ons vandaag van alles over vertellen. En verder hebben we natuurlijk nog veel meer mooie muziek uitgekozen voor vandaag. De eerste helft van de aflevering sta ik hier met Sybren. Hallo Sybren.
Hallo.
En voor de tweede helft van de aflevering geeft hij het stokje over aan Wies.
Die hier op de bank zit.
Want Sybren heeft een heel leuk vooruitzicht. Hij gaat namelijk naar Alpha Mist in Paradiso.
Ja, zeker. Daar heb ik heel veel zin in.
Ja, super cool. Maar zoals altijd beginnen we met een paar nieuwtjes. Eerst, als je vanavond nog niks te doen hebt. Omdat het de laatste woensdag van de maand is, is er altijd een gratis jam in Studio K. En deze jam wordt georganiseerd door Felix Schlarman. En ook Carolina Gemmel en vriend van de show Reinier Baas spelen vanavond. En het begint om 10:00. En het is altijd heel leuk. En het is dus elke laatste woensdag van de maand.
Ja, superleuk.
Verder is er zaterdagavond om 7:00 een fundraiser voor Palestina in zaal 100. En daar zullen we 6 verschillende acts uit de Amsterdamse underground scene optreden. En er is ook eten. Dus ga er zeker heen en steun dit mooie initiatief. Dan nog een jazznieuwtje is dat er was deze week heel veel te doen ook om het War Child album. Ze hebben namelijk een album, Help 2 heet het, uitgebracht om geld op te halen voor het goede doel. En het is een compilatie al waar veel bekende artiesten een nummer aan hebben bijgedragen. Dit deden ze eerder al een keer in de jaren 90. En toen waren er bijvoorbeeld nummers van Radiohead en Oasis. En dit jaar zijn er ook veel bekende rock- en popartiesten. Zoals Olivia Rodrigo, Cameron Winter en The Arctic Monkeys. Maar er is ook een jazzbijdrage. Namelijk het nummer Helicopters van Ezra Collective en Green Tea Peng. En wij draaien hun muziek wel vaker op de radio. Dus dat was toch wel leuk om even te noemen. En ga vooral het album luisteren. Dan steun je gelijk ook dit mooie initiatief. Dan het laatste nieuwtje. Is dat de eerste namen voor North Sea Jazz bekend zijn gemaakt. Onder andere The Roots, Sun Ra Orchestra, Esperanza Spalding, The Isley Brothers, Nate Smith en echt nog veel meer. Sybren, heb jij er al daar een beetje naar gekeken? En was er een dag die er voor jou echt uitsprong?
Ja, zeker. Ik vind met name de vrijdag echt heel leuk. Het is altijd zo'n grappige mengelmoes van namen. Asaf Avidan. Ken je die nog?
Nee, die ken ik niet.
One day baby will be old. Bilal. Esperanza Spalding dus. En de Isley Brothers. En Snarky Puppy en het Metropool Orkest.
Oh ja, dat is heel
sick.
Cool.
Ja,
dus die vrijdag die lijkt mij ook het leukst. En daarom heb ik nu een nummer van The Roots uitgekozen om te luisteren. Het is The Roots samen met DJ Jesse Jeff en Jesse Fat Nasties. En het heet The Next Movement. And yes, y'all. You are now in tune to the sound of the legendary Foundation.
You tech, the ha ha, you tech, yo, two, one, two, that's how we usually start. Once again, it's the thought, the Dalai Lama off the mic, the prime minister thought, this directed to whoever is listening brains. Yo, the whole state of things in the world about to change. Black rain falling from the sky looks strange. The ghetto was red hot, we stepping on flame. Yo, it's inflation on the price for fame, and it was all the same, but then the antidote came. The black door, ill syllabus out the fifth. This heavyweight rap shit I'm about to lift like a father lift up his seed to sunlight. I plug in the mic, draw like a gunfight. I never use a cordless or stand the portless. Sipping chlorophyll out of ill silver gauntlets. I'm like a faucet, monopolies the object. There ain't no way to cut this tap, you got to get wet. Your head is providing, I ain't said shit yet. The roots prove the next move, man. Come on.
Check it out. Yeah, you go. Hey, you listen to Southwatch. You do it, set it in motion. It's the next movement. You listen to Southwatch. You do it, set it in motion. It's the bugger. We got the ha-ha music. The ha-ha music. The ha-ha music. Ha-ha music. The ha-ha music. The ha-ha music. The ha-ha music. Ha-ha music. Word up. The formation of words to fit. That's what I usually disturb you with. A lot of rappers never heard of this. Or know half the time it is. You doubt the elephant. What could you accomplish? Whether they skywriting your name or you anonymous, you be speechless for singing sinuses. The roots for your highnesses through your monitors. I tilt my crown, then blow down a diamond kiss. You need to buy a CD and stop rewinding this. I'm the finalist, shining like a rugged amethyst. And at your music conference, I'm the panelist. Listen close to my poetry, I examine this like an analyst to see if you can handle it.
Check it out.
You got the rules. MCs, freeze, stand still. Nobody move unless you're dealing with the next movement. The P5D, we be them on you, man. I live my life nice, but I'm not you, man. You theatrical as a four-way play, this ain't rent. 100% straight out the basement. Spreading this across the planet on some next shit. How many people feeling this love music? Come on.
Quando o carnaval chegar,
Dit was Anna Mazzotti. Ik vind het altijd zelf een heel erg leuk nummer. Inmiddels is Agus bij ons in de studio aangesloten. Hallo, welkom.
Hallo, hallo. Wow, dat is loud.
Alright. We'll be interviewing you and of course I will switch to English now.
Okay, dank je wel.
In our studio is Agus. Welcome.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And last time you were here with us, you brought your electronic project called Fever.
Yeah.
And now, Agus Volke, you're back with a new solo project called Alethea or Alethea?
Alethea? It's officially pronounced Alethea, but I like to say Alethea. So however you want.
And the first installment of that is called Illusiones.
Illusiones, yeah, exactly.
Can you tell me something about this album and how you came up with it?
Yeah, Alethea is, it's not a solo project that much. It's just my other project, let's say. And it's a flamenco jazz band. It's I would say like a folkloric jazz type of project in which I try to get inspired by my own background. I was born in Argentina, so there's a bit of the Latin American guitar tradition there. Then I grew up in Spain, and I was not really in the south of Spain, so not where flamenco is from, but I was still listening to some flamenco, and then I fell in love with it more later, like in recent years. And so it's kind of my way to bridge my passion for jazz and my study of jazz and of that tradition and culture with my own. Mm-hmm. And then this first album is kind of like it popped up a bit out of nowhere, and suddenly it's a thing, which is very cool. But it started as a little idea for an opportunity that we got to record in the Visalert Studios. Cool. And then from there, I just started to shape it more at home. So in that way, it is kind of a solo album, because there is a band, but then there's also just, there's a lot more me than band, because I recorded a lot of things on top of it.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I read on your Bandcamp page that it's recorded, or that session was only 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Was that like improvised completely, or?
No. So I have this friend that works at Visalert Studios, Alessandro Mazzieri, and he very kindly offered a day of recording for free, because he knows that I was just up to a lot of projects, and he was doing this workshop, so it was going to be perfect. I was going to have like 3 hours to record something in an amazing studio. But then when we got there, there were some technical problems, and the bass player had to leave earlier. So it was kind of a moment of like, oh shit, we only have 30 minutes in the end to record. So we got just some of the tunes I had prepared, and some of them were not complete even. That's why I started to record things at home. So it was not improvised, but in the end it was kind of improvised.
Wow. Yeah, I noticed, I listened to the album a little bit, and I noticed loads of like cool elements to it, like loads of added electronic elements as well.
Mm-hmm.
And even a reverse bit.
Yeah.
Was that like to stretch it out then?
No, it was, I have this friend that he's an amazing composer. And once he was showing me just on his laptop, like, hey, I reversed one of my tunes, listen to it. And then it was 10 times better than the normal tune. So I was like, I'm going to try to do that with one of my tunes. And then that just, I liked how it sounded. So I started to record things on top of the reversed audio. And then that's that song.
I thought it was an incredible experience.
Thanks. Hell yeah. Yeah. It's a trip, no?
It's a real trip. Yeah.
Yeah. That's cool. Thanks. Mm.
The word Alethea is a Greek word.
Yeah.
Meaning birth or unveiling of truth.
Yeah.
How did you come to this word? How did it come on your path?
This, I had this feel, it was really like the classic thing. in a way. Like, I had this philosophy teacher in high school, and one day he was like the cool teacher, you know, and one day he was like, yeah, aletheia, it means truth in Greek, but it's truth as a process. And then I was kind of enchanted by the word first, and then I also really liked the concept that it's like, it's truth not as a set thing that you can be like, you cannot own it, or you cannot say that you, yeah, you cannot have it, or you cannot settle it. It's more like a thing that you can interact with and uncover, maybe. So it's, I kind of liked the idea.
Wow.
Yeah.
Did you kind of come up with the music with that kind of philosophy in the back of your head? Or was it something that kind of fit together really well after making the music?
I think for me, maybe it was a bit in parallel. Like, I did like the concept, so I was thinking about it ever since, let's say, but on the back of my mind. And then when I started doing this project, I started recording some music, and at some point I remembered that idea, and it actually really represented how the music was uncovering itself and how it felt to me to make music and to listen to music. Or, I mean, and now when I say music, you know, it means like a big thing, so it can, you can extrapolate it to other things in life, I guess, but I did feel like it really relates this. I relate to that way of relating to things, the way that in which you try to interact with something to see if it can get uncovered, but not by you forcing anything. It's more like communication with something as ethereal as music or life experience or something.
Wow.
If this is clear, I don't know.
yeah, it is. What do you want your audience to feel like when listening to the album?
I don't.
Do you ever think about the audience?
I do think about the audience, but I don't think about what I would like them to feel. Maybe it's more like how I would like them to approach listening to it. So, like, I think it would be nice if it's listened to in one sitting. It's kind of like a through piece, like these different songs, but they're kind of overlapped, and they flow into one another. And it's also short, so it's like 22 minutes or something like that. And my idea is to give this little trip like a story without words that you can just kind of sit through and hopefully experience something through listening. So I made it as a way also to, nowadays that we have forms of entertainment that are very saturated and very fast paced, this is a relatively fast paced album, but it is meant to be listened to without, like, you don't have visuals and you don't have words that tell you what's going on. So I would love for people to see what they go through when they listen to this, basically. I would be actually very curious to know what people feel, more than like having an idea about it. Yeah. Like, what did you feel in this trip that you said that was a trip?
Yeah. I was thinking about this before. And I actually, it's so abstract. I think it was also so interesting because, as I said, like the electronical elements and the at the same time very, or to me, traditional sounding Spanish guitar.
Yeah.
It felt like, yeah, like waving, or everything waving into each other. And it was a short trip.
Nice. That's good.
I don't know what it made me feel like emotional yet.
Okay.
Maybe that.
Whenever you know, let me know.
Yeah. Need to give it another few.
That's
lessons.
Also what I think. I think even for me, I because I'm mixing it or mastering it, and then I need to listen to it again and again and again, and I'm always like, oh, true, that was there. Like I forget what's there. So I do think that it's something that you kind of listen a couple of times, and then maybe the second or the third time you're like, oh, you start to sink into the story a bit better. if anyone has enough patience for that.
How many times do you listen to it while working on it?
Too many times.
Yeah.
Too many times, yeah. Because sometimes I listen to it because I enjoy it, but then there's also a lot of times of like, yeah, you're mixing it or you need to test if something is going to sound good, and you listen to it again and you make some masters, you export them on your phone, you listen to them and then you change them, so you do the same thing. So I really know every note right now. Can't wait to forget about it.
All right. This is the first album in this series.
Yeah.
What do you think the other parts will be like? Or do you already have like an overarching theme to everything? Or
I do have a direction with this band, which is this transculturality element to music. So, and the idea of, for me, it's very interesting, the idea of our modern and current folklore as people that we are from very different parts of the world. And especially in Amsterdam, you have this, like, you know, huge mix of people. Mm. And also with newer and newer generations, everyone is born into these places. But the identity is complex in terms of, like, where are you from? Or, like, well, my dad is from and my mom is from. Like, so then my idea is to see nowadays what would be our common music or something. Or so for me, I try to, with this band, see how to, it's kind of a research on culture to some extent and how to communicate it with people my age. Yeah, so I, that's the direction. And then it, the next album's like, I have an album in the vault that I want to do that is like, I already recorded with a septet, and it's like more, it's more composed, it's bigger tunes, and I want to also overdub some things on top of it. And eventually I would love to do the usual thing, get a proper funding and record a nice album with a lot of time, rehearsal and a nice studio. But that's yeah, something for the future.
Wow. Really looking forward to the septet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
We'll be listening to a song next, and then cool. I will
a song from my album.
Yeah,
oh, of course. Cool.
We'll be listening to Aveia Nada. Did I pronounce it correctly?
To what
Aveia Nada.
Oh yeah. Aveia Nada.
Okay.
Yeah. Avellaneda.
Avellaneda. August. As I said, I also heard a lot of electronic influences on this project, also on this song, I think. What other artists inspired your work? Or what other...
I should have thought about this. Let's see. Right now, that come into my head for this music, a lot of Paco de Lucía, for sure. A lot of Wayne Shorter. In the production elements of it, I think somehow, yeah, James Blake. Yeah. And also Blake Mills. People named Blake. No, just Blake Mills.
In general,
if your name is Blake, you're inspiring, production-wise. There's the whole tradition of flamenco and the whole tradition of jazz as well. So I would never end. But I think in this case, for this album, there's a lot of Paco de Lucía, a lot of Wayne Shorter in the harmony and in the soundscape. Yeah, it's more this James Blake vibe, I guess.
Hmm. No. Interesting. You were talking about the international scene, jazz scene in Amsterdam.
Yeah.
You're a part of that, of course. How would you, or who of your mates is most inspiring to you?
Of my colleagues?
Yeah.
I also would never end, I guess. I think right now I would definitely give a big shout out to some collectives, to Orbits, the Orbits Collective, to the Space is the Place Collective as well. To you guys, of course, to the Red Light Jazz. I think the collectives are something that really makes things happen more than individuals. Like, of course, then there are individuals that I find very inspiring that I also get to play with so much. Also, yeah, I guess in this album you can hear Fritz Steiss on drums, Matthias van der Brande on tenor sax, and Thijs Klassen on double bass, and these are all people that I admire deeply. Mm. So yeah, those are some of the people.
Cool. We actually didn't really talk about how did you get into the music that you make. You play Spanish guitar, of course.
Yes. Well, kind of Spanish. I play mostly jazz guitar and a bit of acoustic. Mm. I don't play that much nylon at the moment.
Okay. Yeah. How did you first come
Both my parents are music teachers. Mm-hmm. My dad plays guitar. My mom teaches, like, even when I was in the womb, she was teaching, like, big groups of kids. So I was already listening to music to some extent. And then as soon as I could physically pick up an instrument, then I was making noise and my parents were helping me make noise.
Wow. Yeah. Where can we next see you, spot you?
So
live.
For Alicia, for this project, we're going to play the 1st of March in Cinetol. It's a concert series called Mengelmus. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Mengelmus.
That's how you say it. And then I'm currently booking concerts for this project. So if you're listening and you find the music interesting, definitely hit me up. Or I will hit you up somehow. And then with my other project, with Fever, which is a techno collective, we're playing the 20th of February in Skate Cafe. And that's going to be super fun.
Go watch that, people. That was amazing last time.
Yeah, so. Nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you, guys. Yeah.
August Volker, yeah. Where can we spot you? Of course, on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram, August Volker. It's AGUSFULKA. Hmm. And then I have a website, samename.com. And those are the channels. Facebook, maybe I don't use it that much, but mainly Instagram and website.
Nice.
YouTube.
Yeah. Will we listening to the last track of the album? Can you announce it for us?
Yeah, so this is Ilusiones.
Dat was Illusiones van August Volker. Heel erg bedankt voor het langskomen. Ik vond het echt heel cool om naar te luisteren naar het proces van muziek maken. Inmiddels is Wies bij mij aangeschoven.
Hallo.
Hallo, hoe gaat het?
Ja, goed. Ja. Met jou?
Ja, gaat ook goed.
Ja, het is wel door.
En we beginnen een beetje in hip-hop sferen. Want A$AP Rocky heeft vorige week zijn eerste album sinds 2018 uitgebracht. En het werd al een tijdje verwacht, maar nu is het er eindelijk. De cover werd gemaakt door Tim Burton. En hij heeft heel veel verschillende features op het album. En één opvallende is op het nummer Robbery. Dat is namelijk Doechii. En zij maken samen gebruik van een jazz standard, Caravan. En daardoor kwamen we hierop. Dat is een standard van Duke Ellington, maar gespeeld door Thelonious Monk. En het is wel grappig hoe herkenbaar dat is en dat het dan toch een heel cool hip-hop nummer is. Dus hier is A$AP Rocky en Doechii, Robbery. Superstar, jazz man, no guitar, rock star. In charge, in general, my crown is pop on. Popcorn, jocorn, so y'all do is log on. New York, eat it, glizzy, now these niggas hot dog. AK in the seas, always been a hot boy. Doechii on the breeze, always been a top dog. Season style songs, some think I robbed them. Why last 7 years, only drunk like 5 songs. Peace, love, bygone, big body guard, strong. On bygones, I bygones, be bygones. Can't do a fit check, you get the price wrong. Snake printed leather, but you pick the python. Shh. Come on, get on top of me, baby. You like the way I shop, but you should sponsor me, baby. I'm the boss, yeah, Banji. I know you want my band too, not see your Sadies. Say that there, leave that there. We both rock Flintstones, stay bound.
hate where they can compete or compare. Sex on the beach, please don't spill it on the meek. Address me as Chi-Chi, not Dolce when I'm in Loire. Rubies on the bro, vintage leather coat. You ain't invent this hoe, so please don't approach. Watch my black ass sit on this suede seat. We taking up space, these white folks don't faze me. Let's propose a toast, look could kill the hoes. Princess cut diamonds on me, so cutthroat.
Now it's princess, cuss to kiss the queen. If I'm the king of fashion, you the prince of themes. So just bow your head and kiss the ring. Put on all my chains, I'm Mr. Dean. If you tattle, tell him Pistol Pete. Boy, they sliding, they stepping, won't miss the beat. Rock to your face, thank you, and pinch your cheek.
And I'm tired of you niggas, honestly, nigga. I had to dust the crown of you niggas. I frown on you niggas. I had to get from round of you niggas. I ain't bowing down to not name one of you niggas. Fashion killer.
Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, I don't mean to disturb, but this is a robbery. Yes, you heard right. Now, I'ma need everybody on the left to get undressed. Pause, your phones, your credit cards, keys to the cars. On my right, don't move, don't make it sound, you be all right. You can keep your body in life. Hey, player, let me see that ice. My number one option for sure.
You can run it through my mind like an obstacle course.
Got my hands on the thighs with my eyes on the door.
Cupid shot through my heart, then I drop to the floor.
Now you getting all this blood over flock with the core.
Know you love, you a baddie from a tropical shore.
Put your bags in my trunk like the top of the Porsche. Cause the rolls open up like the hospital doors. Yeah, like I'm a robbery, babe. Take it all off cause it's a robbery, babe. Take it off and get on top of me, babe. Open up your legs, save a spot for me, babe. That's right, make it hot for me, babe. Kissing on your girl, you can swap with me, babe. I know that you're a lady, what you got for me, babe? I know that you're a rider, what you got for me, babe? Come on.
Say that there, leave that there. We both rockless, don't stay down the stairs. We ain't angel heads, they gon' hate where they can't compare or compare. ASAP. Dolce. Dolce.
Yes, dat was Robbery van A$AP Rocky en Dolce. En we blijven een klein beetje in de hiphop sfeer vanwege het volgende nummer. Ik weet niet, ja, mocht je onder steen hebben gelegen, dan heb je dit misschien niet meegekregen. Maar er is afgelopen jaar een flinke ruzie ontstaan tussen twee rappers. Tussen Drake en Kendrick Lamar. En die hebben allerlei diss tracks voor elkaar geschreven. Ik weet niet, heb je dat meegekregen, Gwan?
Ja, dat heb ik meegekregen.
Oké, okay,
ja.
Jij zat niet onder de steen. Ja, en dat kwam elke keer weer naar boven. En op een gegeven moment had Kendrick Lamar één nummer uitgebracht. Dat was Not Like Us. En nou ja, daarmee heeft hij eigenlijk wel een beetje de battle gewonnen. Hij won er ook een Grammy mee voor Record of the Year. Dat was eigenlijk wel een beetje de genadeslag voor Drake. Maar wat best wel cool is, is dat daar een nieuw nummer van is gemaakt door een jazzmuzikant, door een pianist. Het lijkt ook weer een beetje op een commentaar te zijn op de hele feud tussen al die rappers. Dat komt namelijk door de titel. Ik heb nog een beetje willen opzoeken wat er nou precies verder nog achter zit. Maar er was vrij weinig over bekend. Maar de titel is You're Actually All The Same. En dat lijkt toch wel een beetje een reactie te zijn. En het nummer is van Greg Spiro, Mono Neon en Robert C. Wright. Yes, dat was You're Actually All The Same van Greg Spiro, Mono Neon en Robert C. Wright.
Ja, en ondertussen zien we Siebren vertrekken naar het Alphamist concert. Maar jij was ook gisteren bij een concert, Wies. Ja, hoorde dat je bij Ray was. Hoe was dat?
Ja, nou, ik keek er echt al maanden naar uit. En ik vond het geweldig. In de Ziggo Dome met 17.000 mensen. Dus dat was sowieso wel echt indrukwekkend. En ik had er heel veel zin in, want ik had er vorig jaar op Lowlands gezien.
Oh ja.
En toen stond ik met, ik denk wel 30.000 man. Stonden we allemaal gelijktijdig te huilen. Omdat het zo indrukwekkend was. En ze was zo goed. En ze was zelf ook aan het huilen. En nou ja, het was echt bizar. Dus we hadden heel veel zin hierin. En het was heel leuk. Ze kan echt prachtig zingen. Het was wel ook af en toe best wel chaotisch, omdat ze heel veel praat. En soms ook dat je denkt, nou moet je even je mond houden en gaan zingen. Mm. Maar ze was ook heel enthousiast. Dus dat maakt het wel altijd weer goed. En het was echt van big band naar jazz, naar ook een beetje hip-hop, naar op een gegeven moment kwam er gewoon een keiharde techno-beat naar binnen aan het einde. Dus we hebben echt ongeveer elk genre van muziek gisteren meegemaakt. Dus dat was heel leuk. Er komt trouwens dus een nieuw album. Dat was ook de reden dat ze er nu is. Dat was ook heel cool, want ze heeft 9 nummers van het nieuwe album gespeeld zonder dat het nog uit is.
Oh, dus die had je nog nooit gehoord ook? Of hadden die al een keer eerder?
Nee, okay. Alleen Where's My Husband, dat is wel een bekend nummer. Die staat op dat nieuwe album, maar de rest is er nog niet. Dus dat is ook best wel stoer van haar dat ze dat durfde om al die nummers te spelen. Maar die waren heel leuk, dus ik kijk er heel erg naar uit. Het komt in maart uit.
Oké, okay, cool.
Ja, en ik wilde vanavond dus ook een nummer van haar laten horen. Ik dacht, ik ga voor een wat rustiger nummertje. En dat is Mary Jane. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Ja, dat was een stukje van Mary Jane van Ray. En we zijn ook aan het einde gekomen van onze uitzending. Het was heel gezellig. We hebben een mooi interview gehad. En we zijn er volgende week weer om dezelfde tijd, van 7 tot 8.
Ja, ik vond het ook heel leuk. En ik hoop dat jullie allemaal volgende week weer komen luisteren. Volgende week hebben we namelijk weer een gast. Ja, dus kom vooral langs.